Good evening, young disciples. Before I get started, I want to do a quick review. I tried to remember something last night. Remember, I had difficulty remembering what I was trying to remember. You don't remember. Okay, you do. Okay. So I have it written down, just so I won't forget. If you share Jesus when it's difficult for you, it is then that the picture of is true. What does that mean? It doesn't have to be difficult for the picture to be true. But when you share Jesus when it's difficult and you truly show him, that's when it's real. Somehow people understand it more when you're sharing and it's not easy for you. For example, when your world may be difficult for something, maybe you're a friend has moved away. Maybe your parents are struggling with something. Maybe you all have to move. And you're looking at some of the circumstances you face, and it's not easy to live. But if that point Jesus is being seen in you, that's when the picture of him seems to be most real. Yesterday, I started a short story, and I didn't finish it, but I would like to just have a quick, brief word of prayer. Could you bow your heads with me? Father in heaven, as I speak tonight, I pray for your Holy Spirit to speak to us, to me. I ask in your name, amen. So I was complaining. I was walking down the street. It was very hot. I wish I was swimming. You remember all that, right? So I forgot to tell you the good part. You ready? After I was in that scenario and God brought that song to me, it was from Isaiah 53. About how Jesus did not complain when he was brought as a lamb to the slaughter. I started singing that song, and I confessed right there, God, I am so sorry. This is not the way to act. And I asked him to forgive me. And then I went to the next house, and I felt so different, relaxed, if you will. And I knocked on the door, and the person answered, and they got a great controversy. Wow. It was the first sale all whole afternoon. And then I went to the next house, and another person got a great controversy. You see, I realized something, that it wasn't Chuck who got books out. It is God who gets his truth out. It's not the person. It's the Holy Spirit working in the person. So you can probably do this off your memory verse cards, but I think this is what Paul is trying to tell us in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. It isn't us that are great. It is God that is great in us. That might be our memory one for tonight. It's not us that are great. It is God that is great in us. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 6 and 7. You can probably do it by memory. You ready? We're going to go slow because I like to take a little time just to break it apart. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has done what? He has shined. So who's shining? God is. It says, for he has shined where? In our hearts. So where is God shining? So who's shining? Where? Okay. Uh-oh. You know what happens when you get halfway through and you're up front, you don't have it in front of you. So what's the next phrase? To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God, where? In the face of Jesus Christ. So what is shining? That's a little bit more difficult. According to verse 6, what is shining? The light of the knowledge of the glory of God. So that's what's shining. And where do we see that shining? In the face of Jesus Christ. Pretty simple, right? So who's the light? I mean, who's shining in us? God is. Where specifically in us is he shining? In our hearts. Where is that seen? In the face of Jesus Christ. Okay. Verse 7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Why? That the excellency of the power may be of who? God, and not of who? How does God describe himself shining in us? What word does he use to describe him in us? In verse 7. I'll give you a clue. But we have this treasure. So God shining in my heart is called a what? Treasure. It says, but we have this treasure in what? All right. So I have here an earthen vessel. This is truly an earthen vessel. It used to be earth at one point, and I guess it's still earth. I guess that's right. And it is from the country of, the continent of Africa. Okay? What's more important in verse 7? The vessel or what it contains? The treasure or the vessel? The treasure, right? But we have this treasure in earthen vessels. So I have an earthen vessel here, and I have a light. Can I have a volunteer? Thank you, sir. Mr. Max, sir, could you hold this for me? And could you kind of turn facing this direction? All right. So we have this treasure, right? Sorry. I know I tell my kids not to shine in people's eyes, and I just did it. But you got the point, right? This is a light. It's just, you can't see the light if I don't shine it at you. Okay. We have this treasure. I'm going to lean it sideways. And it's in what? In an earthen vessel. There we go. If we turned all the lights out right now, it looked like it is right now. But if it was nighttime and we turned all the, and the lights were all out because it's nighttime, what is shining, the vessel or the light inside? So does the vessel help you in the dark? Are you sure? But it could. Couldn't the vessel help you in the dark? Not by itself. That's correct. But could this vessel help you in the dark? Why? Because it has a what? A light in it. If the vessel didn't have a light, would it be helpful? But because it has a light, is it helpful? If it was dark. Max, thank you. I'm going to leave this shining here, even though you don't know it. Well, you know it's shining, right? You see it? Okay. This vessel is like, yeah, that works, doesn't it? Right? You can see my hand better because of the vessel. That vessel, that earthen vessel, is a symbol of you. That light inside is a symbol of the treasure of God. You and I, by ourselves, really aren't much help to people who don't know Jesus. We just aren't. If it's dark, it's dark. And if we come around them and we don't have a treasure in us, their lives are no better. Have you ever experienced that? I have. There have been times when I've been around people and instead of having Jesus in my heart, I had my own goals and my own ideas and what was most important to me. You know what happened? I didn't help them any. They stayed in darkness because I didn't have any light in me. But if I, as an earthen vessel, I don't have the ability in and of myself, but if I have the treasure inside, something happens. You can now see light. And that is the experience that God wants us to have. Your success in God's work is not based upon your looks. For some of you, you're happy, and some of you, you're sad, maybe. But our success in God's work is not based upon our looks. Our success in our Christian experience isn't based upon what we look like. It's not based upon how strong we are. When I was a counselor a few years ago, 2001, 2002, 2003, 2004, somewhere in that time. Some of you weren't born yet, were you? Ay, ay, ay. But anyhow, I remember there was a head guy's counselor whose name was Ralph Henderson. And he turned 50. And you know what we made him do? How many push-ups? 50 push-ups. And I remember looking and saying, I hope that I can do that someday. Yeah, well, I turned 44 this year, and don't ask me to do 44 push-ups. But you realize that what made Pastor Henderson great was not the fact that he was physically strong. Does that make sense? What makes a person good in God's eyes or able to do something for him is not our looks, it's not our strength, it's not our money, it's not our intelligence. I met a person once. Let me rephrase that. I've heard the story of an evangelist who had a very special Bible worker. Now, this Bible worker was different than any of his other Bible workers. In fact, this Bible worker had more people coming to Jesus than almost any of his other Bible workers. And he was trying to figure out, why is it? Because when he spent time with the Bible worker really didn't talk that good. He kind of stumbled over his words. And he wasn't necessarily an attractive guy. He was just a mainstream guy like most of us. And he wanted to know, why is it that he's so successful? And so one day the evangelist went along with the Bible worker. And as he went along with the Bible worker went into her home and he knocked on the door. And when he knocked on the door, the person led him into the house and he went into the house. But they didn't talk and they didn't have a Bible study. And the man just went over to a corner. He knelt down and he prayed. And after praying for 10 to 15 minutes, he stood back up, went, said goodbye to everyone, and he walked out. And he went that in the next house, in the next house. But because he loved Jesus and was doing the very best he knew how, he was an earthen vessel. And what was inside the earthen vessel? A treasure. See, the treasure is not the vessel. The treasure is what's inside. Maybe some of you look at yourselves and you realize, you know what? I'm glad you don't know what I'm like when no one else is around. You know what? I am glad. I would assume that anyone here an earthen vessel? Yeah? Do you make mistakes sometimes? Do you say things you wish you hadn't? Yeah? I've been there. But I also know that when I allow the treasure to come in to my heart and life, God can do something in me and through me, even though I am simply an earthen vessel. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7, tells us something very important about how God thinks. 1 Samuel chapter 16, and verse 7. Samuel is out searching for a king to replace Saul. And when he comes to the sons of Jesse, as God told him to, and he's looking through them, he keeps picking the wrong one. And here's what God tells Samuel. You want to know what God thinks about earthen vessels? Here it is. And the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I refused him. He was not speaking of David, but of an older brother. For the Lord sees not as man sees, for man looks where? On the outward appearance. And where does God look? On the heart. I have a question for you tonight, young disciples. Why does God look at the heart? 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined where? in our hearts. And when we have him shining in our hearts, when we have the Holy Spirit living in us, when we have the treasure of God in our hearts, it is then that's what God sees. And that's what God is looking for. Tonight, as I'm standing here, I know I'm an earthen vessel just like this. And I've saw many of you raise your hands. Would you like to have the treasure of God in your earthen vessel? Would that be a desire of you tonight? It's my desire too. Can we pray together? Father in heaven, we know we're earthen vessels, but we also know that you're a treasure. And when you're in us, wow, there's so much you can do through us and with us. Please come into us. Pour your treasure into our hearts, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.